Hallelujah. May the grace of God and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be with our beloved senior members, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣的恩惠平安与各位长职各位长职各位长辈弟兄姐妹平安。
The topic of our mutual encouragement this morning is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
今天早上正道的题目是圣灵的见证。
Let's take a look at John chapter 15.
我们首先来看约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章
，verse 26。
约翰福音十五章的二十六节。
John chapter 15, verse 26。
约翰福音十五章的二十六节。
These are the words of Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples.
这些是主耶稣对他的门徒所说的话。
Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me."
二十六节，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
Also verse 27.
二十七节。
And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning.
你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
At the beginning of Lord Jesus' ministry, preaching about the kingdom of heaven.
在主耶稣他传福音的最开始，他开始传天国的福音。
He has called some disciples to follow him, and some of them they forsake everything that they have, their boats, their nets. They forsake their occupation of fishermen to become fishers of men.
他呼召了一些人来作为他的门徒。那些门徒他们其中放弃了一切的所有。有些人他们是渔夫，他们放弃了自己的职业，变成要得人如得鱼。
So they follow Lord Jesus, listen to the teachings of Lord Jesus, listen to the gospel concerning salvation.
所以他们追随主耶稣，与主耶稣学习，来明白理解这救恩的道理。
Well, people who they don't know who Jesus is, they found some thought he was a prophet, some thought he was Elijah or somebody else.
那当时当然很多人他们不认识耶稣，他们以为他是先知，又或者以为他是以利亚。
But the disciple they knew that he is Christ, the Holy One of the Lord.
但门徒他们知道这个耶稣他就是基督是真神。
So the Lord Jesus said to the disciple, "You will bear witness of me."
那所以主耶稣对他们说，你们要做为我做见证。
But you will not bear this witness alone by yourself.
但是你不会独自的去为我做见证。
I will send from the Father the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to help you to also bear witness.
我会从父那里差派一个真理的圣灵，一个保惠师来帮助你们一起做见证。
The Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit will testify of Lord Jesus Christ.
当圣灵来了，圣灵会为主耶稣做见证。
So when we come to the Book of Acts,
那我们来看《使徒行传》的话。
Recently, our Vancouver Church Bible reading schedule, we have been reading the Book of Acts.
我们最近温华教会的读经计划也在读《使徒行传》。
From the Book of Acts, we know the coming of the Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》里面，我们能够看到圣灵的降临。
The coming of the Spirit of God.
神圣灵的降临。
Which is also the Spirit of Jesus.
也是耶稣的灵。
Work mightily with the church.
他大有能力的在教会里面工作。
Work mightily with the apostle to bear witness for Lord Jesus Christ.
要大大的有能力帮。门徒使徒来为主耶稣做见证。
Let's take a look at chapter 1, verse 8.
我们来看使徒行传的一章八节。
This also is the word of Lord Jesus to his disciples before he went up to heaven.
这也是主耶稣升天之前对门徒所说的。
This time he has already resurrected. He has already died on the cross, resurrected from the dead.
那这个时候他已经从十字架上复活了，他已经从死里复活。
And he asked the Lord disciples to remain in Jerusalem to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那他就告诉门徒要留在耶路撒冷等待圣灵的降临。
And verse 8,
第八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem.In all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Again, the Lord reminds the disciple to bear his witness.
那这里主耶稣再次提醒门徒要为他做见证。
It is the same today.
今天也是一样。
We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves disciples. or followers of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们称我们今天自己为基督徒、为门徒、为主耶稣的追随者。
Then we shall also bear witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也应当要去为主做见证。
Testified of the grace and of the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要见证主耶稣的恩惠与真理。
But we shall not do this by ourselves.
那当然，我们不应该独自的去。
We shall rely on the Holy Spirit.
我们要依靠圣灵。
For the Holy Spirit will testify to us.
因为圣灵也会为我们做见证。
Holy Spirit will testify with us.
圣灵会与我们一同做见证。
So the Lord asked the disciple, remain and wait for the Holy Spirit's coming.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒要留在耶路撒冷等待圣灵。
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
因为当你领受圣灵
you will have power.
你会有权柄
to bear witness of Lord Jesus Christ.
你会有能力来为主做见证
At that time, starting from Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
那并且会从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极
So as we read the book of Acts in the last month, we can see how the apostle continued to preach by the power of the Holy Spirit, with the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
那所以在我们读完这个使徒行传，我们可以看到门徒他们是如何的借着圣灵的能力来去做这个见证
Now the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost.
圣灵是在五旬节的时候降临
Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传的第二章
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
使徒行传第二章的第一节
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
Verse 2.
第二节
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
第二节，忽然从天上有声响。响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them.
三，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues.As the Spirit gave them utterance.
四，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
The disciple heeded the advice of Lord Jesus and waited in Jerusalem.
门徒领受了主耶稣的教训，留在耶路撒冷。
And indeed, the promise of the Lord fulfilled on the day of Pentecost.
那当然，主的应许也成就了，因为在五旬节，圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit really came.
因为圣灵真的降临了。
And what is the description here when they received the Holy Spirit?
那这里在他们领受圣灵的描述是什么
？There was a great sound as of a rushing mighty wind.
有一个大声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
They saw the sign appear to them, divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them.
那他们看见异象，有舌头如火焰显现出来，落在他们个人头上。
And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they begin to speak.With other tongues,
并且当他们被圣灵充满，他们开始说起别国的话来。
What does this mean?
这是说明什么
？Wind, you cannot see.
风你看不见。
You can hear the sound of wind, but you cannot see the wind.
你能听见风声，但你看不见。
Unless there is a fire.
除非有火焰。
If the wind blows, what happened to the fire? The fire will flickers.
那如当风吹过，火焰会如何做？它会摇摆。
Or if the fire is not moving, then you know there is no wind.
若火没有在摇摆，你就知道没有风。
When you see the flame moving, then you know must be a wind that is blowing.
那如果你看到火焰在摇摆，你就会知道有风在吹。
The tongue is like the fire.
舌头就如火焰。
Holy Spirit is like the wind.
圣灵就如风。
You cannot see the Holy Spirit, just like you cannot see the wind.
你看不见圣灵，就像你看不见风一样。
But when the Holy Spirit come upon a person,
但是当圣灵降到一个人身上
，the tongue will begin to move.
他的舌头就开始会跳动。
Just like the wind blows, the fire will move.
就像风吹过火会摇动一样。
Then when the Holy Spirit come upon a person, the tongue will begin to speak in tongue.
那所以当这个圣灵降临如风进到人里的时候，舌头就会开始跳动。
As it happens on the day of Pentecost.
就像在五旬节这里发生的一样。
Now when they are speaking, they are not speaking a language of a country in this world.
但当他们在说话的时候，他们不是在说某个国家的语言。
They are speaking the language of the heavenly kingdom.
他们在说天国的语言。
For man cannot understand.
这是人无法了解
的。Unless God opened their ear to understand the speaking of tongues.
除非神开了一个人的耳朵，才能去听明白。
So this was what happened.On the day of Pentecost,
所以这就是在五旬节当时发生的事情。
There is about 120 people of them.
有大概120个信徒。
They received the Holy Spirit.
他们领受了圣灵。
They were praying and they were speaking in tongue.
他们在说方言。
Then the people in Jerusalem, they were marveled about this sign.
但是当时在这个耶路撒冷的犹太人，他们都非常的稀奇。
They come together to the source of this sound.
他们就来找这个声音的源头。
And they are trying to understand what is happening.
他们就试着想要去了解到底发生了什么。
Because many of them heard these people speaking in their own native language from where they came from.
那因为这些人，他们听到这些使徒他们在用他们自己的乡谈说话。
Now again, the disciple was speaking in tongue, not a human language.
但是我们要明白。门徒他们当时是在说圣灵的方言，不是语言。
But God opened the ears of these people to understand what the disciple was saying.
但是神打开了当时周围的那些人的耳朵，让他们明白门徒所说的。
If you calculate, there are about 13 different dialects that the people heard.
那如果我们去算了一下，当时大概有13种乡谈。
And they were amazed and.Was wondering why are we hearing them speaking in our native language?
但这些人从这么多地方来的，他们就很稀奇惊讶，为什么他们在说我们的话
？But there are also people who God did not open their ear.
但也有一些人是神没有打开他们的耳朵。
So they thought the disciples were being drunk and speaking something that people cannot understand.
所以他们就觉得以为门徒他们是在胡言乱语，醉酒了。
So starting from verse 14, Peter and the 11 stood up and testified and explained the situation to the people of Jerusalem.
所以从十四节那里开始，彼得和十一个使徒站起来，他们开始去对周围的人说，到底发生了什么事情。
We are not drunk.
我们不是醉酒的。
It is only 9 in the morning and we have not been drinking.
我们还没有，现在是早上九点，我们还没有喝酒。
This is actually a prophecy in the Bible that is fulfilling in your eyes and your ears today.
那这个是在圣经里的预言，那今天在你们面前显明出来。
According to Prophet Joel,
是借着先知约珥所说。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
第二章的十七节。
And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams.
十七节，神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Verse 18. And on my maid servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy.
十八，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
So Peter quoted from Prophet Joel from the Old Testament to explain what.They are seeing on the day of Pentecost.
那所以彼得引用了先知约珥所做的预言，来对他们说明在五旬节这个时候发生了什么。
These things that you are seeing people speaking in tongue, what you are hearing people speaking in tongue, is the evidence that God's Spirit has come, as according to His promise.
你所看见的这些人在说方言，你所听见这些人在说方言是，是。成就了神他所说圣灵的降临。
So starting from the Old Testament, the prophecy of the prophets, Peter and the apostles start to testify of Lord Jesus.
所以借着在旧约圣经里面先知的预言，彼得和使徒们他们开始了做见证。
To testify that Jesus is Christ.
来为耶稣做见证，他就是基督。
To testify that Jesus has raised.The Jesus whom they have crucified have raised from the dead.
来见证那些他们所钉死的基督主耶稣已经从死里复活。
Let's take a look at verse 32.
我们来看32节。
This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses.
32, 这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
According to the instruction of Lord Jesus to his disciples, now they are standing up courageously testifying to the people of Jerusalem the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣对他们的教导教训与提醒，他们现在勇敢的能够站出来为主耶稣做见证。
好 ，verse 33。
33节。
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He poured out this which you now see and hear.
33，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Now this verse is the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ of the Holy Spirit.
那这个经节是圣灵的见证。
What is the Holy Spirit testifying to the people at that time?
圣灵对当时的人们在做什么样的见证呢？
They have seen and hear the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们看见并听见了圣灵的降临。
By receiving, by witnessing the coming of the Holy Spirit.The Holy Spirit testified to them that Jesus has resurrected and went up to heaven.
当他们见证了圣灵的降临，这个圣灵也见证了主耶稣已升天复活到天上。
Again, by witnessing the coming of the Holy Spirit,
当他们见证了圣灵的降临，
they are convinced or they are being testified to that Jesus has went up to heaven.
他们也领受了这样的见证，并且去明白主耶稣已经复活升天。
Because only after Jesus went up to heaven, then the Holy Spirit, He can send down the Holy Spirit.
因为只有在主耶稣复活升天后，他才会降下圣灵。
Right? If He did not go up to heaven, then the Holy Spirit would not come.
如果他没有升天复活的话，复活升天的话，圣灵就不会降临。
So the whole coming of the Holy Spirit testified to you that Jesus went up to heaven.
所以圣灵的降临恰恰就是对你见证了主耶稣已复活升天。
Let's take a look at John.
我们来看约翰福音。
Come back to John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章。
In the beginning, we read John chapter 15, verse 26.
最开始我们读了约翰福音十五章的二十六节。
Remember, Jesus was telling the disciples that when the Holy Spirit come, will bear witness of me.
那主耶稣当时我们记得他对门徒所说了，他从父那里要差保惠师，就是圣灵给他们。
That was 15 verse 26.
那是十五章的二十六节。
But now when we come to chapter 16,
那若我们现在来看十六章
verse 7,
第七节。
Verse 7, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away,The Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you.
第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。Okay.
Who is the Helper?
这个保惠师是谁？
From 15 verse 26, right? We know the Helper is the Holy Spirit of truth.
从十五章的二十六节，我们就知道这个保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
Without understanding, let's take a look at verse 7.
那基于这样子的理解，我们来再读第七节。
Lord Jesus is saying to his disciple, "Your advantage that I go away."
主耶稣说。我离开是与你们有益。
And this going away is not going anywhere; it's going to heaven.
那这样子的离开不是去其他地方，而是去天国。
When the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, He said He will send down the Helper, which is the Holy Spirit.
所以是说，当他升天，他就会差遣一个保惠师，就是圣灵下来。
If the Lord Jesus does not go up to heaven.
若主耶稣不升天
，then the Holy Spirit will not come.
圣灵就不会降临。
If the Lord goes,
若主升天
，then the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus will go and send the Holy Spirit down.
圣灵，他就会差圣灵来。
And that is why on the day of Pentecost, when they see the coming of the Holy Spirit,
那这也是为什么当他们在五旬节看见圣灵的降临。
The Holy Spirit testified to them, the one whom they have crucified, Lord Jesus Christ, has indeed raised and went up to heaven.
圣灵已向当时众人做见证，那被他们所钉在十字架上的主耶稣已经复活升天。
Let us continue to verse 8.
我们继续读第八节。
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment.
第八节，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Of sin, because they do not believe in me.
第九节，为罪是因他们不信我。
Verse 10.
十。
Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more.
十，为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
十一，为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
So here, Lord Jesus Christ further explained, when the Helper comes, when the Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes, there are three things that will happen.
那这里主耶稣再度延伸说明了，当这个保惠师真理的圣灵降临，会做这三件事。
Verse 8 says, He will convict, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
那这里他说了。若这当这圣灵来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判。
好 ，convict， 自己责备自己。
责备自己。
Convict means you acknowledge your own shortcoming。
当我们能够责备自己，就是明白看见了自己的短板。
The Holy Spirit will come and testify to you of your sin。
圣灵会来，并向我们见证我们的罪。
好，那 let's come to verse 9. Of sin because they do not believe in me。
那第九节。这畏罪是因为这些人不信我。
The me refer to Lord Jesus.
这里的我就是主耶稣。
People have sinned because they do not believe in Jesus.
世人犯罪，因为他们不信主耶稣。
You know, people in that generation, they instead of thinking that they have sinned, they actually thought, some of them thought that Jesus have sinned.
在当时那个世代，他们不仅没有去觉得自己有罪，他们反而是觉得主耶稣在犯罪。
And that is why they crucify Lord Jesus on the cross.
这也是为什么他们将主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Because it is the punishment deserving of the worst of the sinners.
因为钉十字架这个罪行是给最严重的罪犯的。
Well, let's take a look at John chapter 9.
我们来看约翰福音的第九章。
John chapter 9, verse 24.
约翰福音九章的二十四节。
John chapter 9, verse 24.
约翰福音九章二十四节。
So they again called the man who was blind and say to him, Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner.
二十四节，所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来。对他说：“你该将荣耀归给神。我们知道这人是个罪人。”
This man they are referring to, Lord Jesus.
这里的人就是主耶稣。
Not only did they not consider Jesus a man of God or the prophet, they even considered the Lord Jesus to be a sinner.
他们不仅没有将主耶稣当作是神的人或者是先知，他们反而将主耶稣看作是罪人。
They do not consider themselves to be sinners, but rather consider Lord Jesus to be sinners.
他们不把自己当成罪人，反而把主耶稣当成罪人。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
但是当圣灵降临，
it will confirm for them that actually is the other way around.
圣灵已经作见证，事实上与他们所理解的恰恰相反。
We are the sinners.
我们是罪人。
And not Lord Jesus.
不是主耶稣。
And if we do not believe in Lord Jesus,
那若我们不信主耶稣,
then we will continue to be sinners.
那我们就继续做罪人。
Let's take a look at John chapter 3.
我们来看约翰福音的第三章。
The way how verse The way how chapter 16 is written.
在约翰福音十六章这里所写的方式。
It says of sin because they do not believe in me.
他说这些人有罪是因为他们不信我。
It almost sounds like you had no sin, but because you believe in, do not believe in Jesus, then you become sinner. You become sinners because you do not believe in Jesus.
那这里好像是在说。你只是因为不信主耶稣，你就是罪人。
And that is the misconception of the people of this world sometimes.
那可能这也是现今世代这些人他们对这一句话有这个错误的理解。
Yeah, they don't feel they are sinners.
他们不觉得自己是罪人。
And they don't like the Bible.
他们也不喜欢圣经。
Because the Bible tell them they are sinners.
因为圣经告诉他们是罪人。
So they think, okay, if I reject you, then I am sinless.
因为他们会觉得说，所以我拒绝你，我就是罪人。
I don't want to listen to you, then I'm okay.
那我不想要听你在说什么，我觉得我自己没问题。
How can I be sinner just because I don't listen to you?
我如何因为不信你就成为罪人？
But let's take a look at John chapter 3.
但我们来看约翰福音的第三章。
I think this is a very familiar verse, starting from verse 16.
从第三章的十六节开始。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
十六，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
17.
七。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
17. 因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
So this passage is clear. Jesus come because of God's love.
那所以这一节已经写得非常的清楚。主耶稣降世是因为神的爱。
Jesus did not come to condemn the sin of people, did not condemn the world.
主耶稣来不是要定这世人世界的罪。
He's actually coming to save.
他是要来叫世人因他得救。
What is the reality?
那现实是什么？
Verse 18.
第十八节。
He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
十八节，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
So the reality is we were already in sin to begin with.
那所以现实就是我们已经是有罪的。
Jesus did not come to condemn us.
主耶稣不是来要定我们的罪。
He has come to open a way to save our sins.
他是来要为我们开启一条救赎之路。
For those who believe in him, sin might be forgiven.
那对于那些信主的人，他们的罪可能得赦免。
But for those who refuse, then sin remains or is condemned already.
但是那些不信主的人，他们的罪仍旧存在。
So from originally, they were thinking, Lord Jesus is the sinner.
所以一开始他们觉得主耶稣，看主耶稣为罪人。
But when the Holy Spirit come,
但是当圣灵降临
，Lord Jesus is not the sinner anymore in their eyes.
主耶稣在他们眼中不再是罪人。
Because if we take a look, let's come back to 16.
因为我们来再回来看十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16 verse 10.
约翰福音十六章第十节。
For of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more.
十节为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Okay. This righteousness, when the Holy Spirit comes, it proves that Lord Jesus is righteous.
那这里的公义是当圣灵降临，他就见证了主耶稣他是公义的。
Again, because the Holy Spirit come testify that Jesus has went up to the Father.
因为圣灵降临见证了。主耶稣已升天回到父那里。
And how can he raise and go up to the Father if not for he being righteous?
那若他无义的话，他如何又能往天父那里去呢？
So by coming of the Holy Spirit, it testifies that Jesus go up to the Father because he is righteous.
那所以圣灵的降临见证主耶稣他往回到父那里去，就是代表了他是公义的。
And if Jesus is righteous, then Those who put Jesus to death, they are not righteous.
那所以，既然主耶稣他是有义的，他是义人，那那些将他钉死的，他们就是没有公义的。
We can also read this is 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们来可以来看提摩太前书的第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太前书第三章的十六节。
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
十六节，大灾近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Particularly, let's just focus on the passage here. It says, God was manifest in the flesh, that is Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh.
我们就来看这里说的神在肉身显现就是主耶稣道成肉身。
And Jesus was justified in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
并且主耶稣在圣灵里被称义。
By the coming of the Holy Spirit, justify that Jesus is indeed righteous.
因为圣灵的降临见证了主耶稣已被称义。
On the contrary, reveal the sin of man.
那这相反的，他也显明了世人的罪。
And then, if we move on to number three,
那我们来看
第三个。Let's take a look at John. Come back to John chapter 16.
我们再回来看约翰福音的十六章第三点。
16 verse 11.
十六节的。十六章的十一节
of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged.
十一节为审判，因这世界的王受了审判。
The ruler of this world is judged.
这世界的王已受了审判。
When the Holy Spirit comes, it comes for the judgment of the ruler of this world.
当圣灵降临，就是要来审判这世界的王。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思
？Let's take a look at John chapter 12.
我们来看约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12 verse 31.
十二章的三十一节。
John chapter 12 verse 31.
十二章三十一节。
Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out.
三十二节，三十一节。现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
32.
三十二。
And I, if I am lifted out from the earth.Will draw all people to myself.
三十二，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Okay, so from these two passages, we try to understand what is the judgment, or judging the ruler, of this world.
从这两个章节
or the king of this world.
从这两个章节，我们来看这世界的王是要如何受审判。
When the ruler of this world is judged, the ruler will be cast out.
当世界的王受审判，他们就会被赶出去。
That means before you who live in this world was under the reign of this ruler.
那就是在说，当我们活在这个世界上，我们是被这个世界的王所统治的。
But when Jesus comes, or when the Holy Spirit comes,
但是当圣灵降临，当主耶稣来，
The king or the ruler of this world will be judged, will be cast out.
这世界的王会受审判，会被赶出去。
We will no longer be under its reign.
我们就不再是在这个世界的王的统治之下。
Instead, we will be reigned in Jesus' life.
实际上，我们会是在主耶稣的生命当中被他管辖。
Who is the ruler of this world?
那这世界的王是谁
？Let's take a look at Romans.
我们来看罗马书。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5 verse 17.
罗马书十五章的十七节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 17.
罗马书五章十七节。
For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
十七节，若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗
？So the ruler of this world is death.
所以这世界的王就是死。
Because we were all once under the reign of death, because we were sinners.
因为我们 我们曾经都因为是罪人而在死亡的统治之下。
But Lord Jesus has overcome death.
但是主耶稣已战胜了死亡。
He resurrected from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He became the first fruit of resurrection.
他成为了救恩初熟的果子。
So the coming of the Holy Spirit testified to that effect.
所以圣灵的降临见证了这样子的功效。
That the ruler of this world is cast out.
那这世界的王已被赶出去。
We no longer under the reign of the ruler of this world, which is death.
我们不再受着这世界的王就是死的统治。
But instead, in Christ, he rule in life.
而是在主耶稣基督里面，在生命里与他作王。
Okay, so instead of in death, now we are found in life.
所以我们不在死里面，我们现在是在生命里。
So let's come back to Acts chapter 2.
我们再回来看《使徒行传》的第二章。
What is people's response?
这些人当时那些人的反应是什么
？When they witness the coming of the Holy Spirit.
当他们见证了圣灵的降临。
Were they convicted of sin, of righteousness, of judgment?
他们是已被以定罪，然后被审判吗？
这个叫做畏罪畏义
畏罪畏义畏审判吗？
然
后自己责备自己吗
？Yeah, let's take a look at chapter 2.
我们来看《使徒行传》的第二章
，Chapter 2, verse 36.
二章三十六节。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
三十六，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Verse 37.
三十七。
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, men, and say to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
三十七节，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
So when they witness.They received the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
当他们见证的圣灵的降临
They were cut to the heart.
他们觉得扎心
They acknowledge that they have sinned.
他们看见了自己的罪
They acknowledge that Jesus was indeed righteous.
他们承认了主耶稣是公义的
And they ask, what shall we do?
他们就问我们当怎样行
So that we can escape death and enter into life.
我们能够如何行才能够逃离死亡进入生命
Verse 38.
三十八节
Then Peter said to them,
彼得对他们说
Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
They were cut to the heart, so they ask.
众人觉得扎心，所以这么问。
And they received the answer.
并且得到了回答。
They shall repent.
他们要悔改。
They shall receive water baptism.
他们要受水洗。
And their sins will be washed away.
那他们的罪就能够得到赦免。
With regarding to their sin, they must repent.
因为他们的罪，他们一定要悔改。
So in today, let's jump to, we have a little bit of time left. Let's jump to today, the work of the Holy Spirit in today's testimony.
但今天，在我们现今这个时代，圣灵的工作与见证是什么？
As the Holy Spirit has worked on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节当时，圣灵大大的工作。
Holy Spirit shall continue to work today in True Jesus Church.
圣灵在现今耶稣教会里面仍旧会继续的工作。
It will convict us of our sins.
它会让我们能够去自己责备自己。
Help us understand the sins that we have in our life.
会帮助我们在生活当中所犯的罪。
Let's take a look at Hebrew chapter 4.
我们来看希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书四章的十二节。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and its discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God is living and powerful.
神的道，神的话是活泼，是有功效的。
What is the word of God?
神的道是什么？
Of course, the word of God is the words in the Bible.
神的道当然就是神在圣经里的话。
But the Bible also tells us the word of Jesus is the Spirit.
那圣经也告诉我们，耶稣的话就是也是灵。
The word of God is the Holy Spirit.
所以神的道就是圣灵。
So if you substitute here, the word of God is living about the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
那所以十二节这里，如果我们换一下。就会是圣神的圣灵是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Lord Jesus has sent down the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣已经差下、差派、差遣
他的圣灵降临。And many of us have received the Holy Spirit.
那我们在座的许多也已经各位已经领受了圣灵。
Let us pray often in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要经常在圣灵里祷告。
Let the Holy Spirit be powerful and fulfill this function in our life.
要让圣灵有能力、有功效来去应许。在我们生命里面的这些事情
Just like the Holy Spirit that cut into the people's heart on the day of Pentecost
就像圣灵让当时在五旬节的那些人觉得扎心一样
Let the Holy Spirit cut into our heart
让我们也因为圣灵而觉得扎心
Become a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart
让我们能够去辨明心中的思念和主意
When we pray in the Spirit,
当我们在灵里祷告
The Spirit will remind you The Spirit will tell you whereIn the deeper and the most deep part of your heart, where it is not right in the eyes of God.
当我们在灵里祷告，圣灵会提醒我们在自己心里最深处的那一丝恶念。
But sometimes we cover our ears to the warning and or to the calling of the Spirit.
但是很多时候我们反而是捂住自己的双耳。不去听圣灵的提醒与警告。
In the word, we quench the spirit, 消灭圣灵的感动。
实际上，我们经常在消灭圣灵的感动。
And we feel very good about ourselves.
我们觉得自己非常的好。
But that's because we do not pray much in the Holy Spirit.
但那是因为我们在圣灵里的祷告不够。
We do not allow the Holy Spirit to dig deep into our heart and help us identify the many.Wrong intents in our heart, in the bottom of our heart.
我们经常没有去借着圣灵来去深入的挖掘出自己心中那一丝的恶念。
The Holy Spirit has also come for righteousness.
那圣灵他降临也是为着公义。
Now in two ways.
有两种方式。
One through water baptism with the witness of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus wash away our sins.
第一点就是借着水洗，借着主耶稣他的血洗去了我们的罪。
借着through the witness of the Holy Spirit，
圣灵见证主耶稣这个水洗，
then our sin is washed away. We clothed with the righteousness of Jesus.
我们就穿上了主耶稣圣洁的新衣。
But our righteousness does not stop there.
但是我们自己的义不只停在那里。
The Holy Spirit will renew us.
圣灵会不断的更新我们。
Help us.To overcome the sinful natures and the many sins that is still found in us.
来去战胜我们心里仍旧存在的罪性。
So that we do not live according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
那这样就能够帮助我们不再随着肉体情欲而活，而是随着圣灵而活。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书的第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
罗马书八章第十二节。
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Verse 13.
十三。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
十二节，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。十三，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死，身体的恶行必要活着。
So the Holy Spirit not only testified to us of our own sins.
所以圣灵他不只见证了我们自己的罪。
He also testified to you that he can help you to overcome these sins.
他也向我们见证了他能够帮助我们战胜这些罪恶。
So no longer do you live under the reign of sin and death.
那我们就不再是顺着 这个肉体这个死亡而活。
But you walk in the newness of life.
而是我们是走在这个新生的道路。
The Holy Spirit has come, has proclaimed judgment to death.
那圣灵他来，他也宣扬了要致死这个死亡。
Overcome death.
他战胜了死亡。
That we shall have eternal life.
我们就能够得到永生。
Let's take a look at 11:11.
十一节。
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
十一节，然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
If you believe,
若你相信
that we have received the Holy Spirit as the day of Pentecost,
我们已经领受了那在五旬节降临的一样的圣灵。
The Spirit who has raised Jesus from the dead,
那个圣灵他将主耶稣从死里复活。
That Jesus may overcome death,
让主耶稣能够战胜死亡。
Judge the ruler of this world, cast death away.
审判这世界的王，赶出所有的罪恶。
Then you shall also believe.
我们也要相信。
That one day you will raise again, just like Jesus did from death.
我们有一天也能够像主耶稣一样从死里复活。
Because the same spirit is also found in you today.
因为同样的灵今天也在我们里面。
Testifying to you.
向我们做见证。
That you have eternal life.
我们有着永生。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福各位。
Let's sing hymn.
一起唱诗。
247.
247首。